want to let you know today that the world is going in a direction that this Bible speaks very clearly of. So everything's coming to pass, guys. And I tell you, we ought to be rejoicing in the midst of the troubled times, because you know what? We're one day closer to seeing Jesus. Amen. We're one day closer to getting home. We're not there yet, but we're almost there. Amen. There's a little bit of work left to do. And God has called us to be the ministers in this hour, in this dispensation, or this time frame. It's probably the greatest time ever. Pastor Lee always says God saves the best for last. I'm just telling you, God is the best from the beginning and the end. But we are in the last days, and I believe that we could possibly see the rapture of the church here in the hour that we're living in, and I can't wait for that moment. It's going to be an exciting time. I want to talk to you this morning about remembering what God has said to you, because I believe in the times that we live in, we walk a lot of times by what we see. And God is trying to tell us, hey, don't walk by what you see, but I want you to remember what I have said to you. Because if we don't stand on what God says, the only other alternative is to just live by what we see and to try to figure out what's going on in life and try to reason with our problems. And how many of you know that reasoning with your problems or trying to solve them yourself or even trying to figure them out, it's just very weighty. It tends to make us drag our knuckles, right? Y'all familiar with that? I am very familiar with that. But I'm learning every day by the power of God how to live by faith every day. Aren't you glad for that? How many of you know that Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith this morning? He started it, He'll finish it. Amen? And we're saved by God's grace through faith. Aren't you glad that God has given us faith to believe in Him? I want to read a couple of scriptures to you this morning. If you would turn in the Bibles to the book of John chapter 16. And while you're turning there, I want to let you know, if you've come here today, maybe this is your first time to come to church, or maybe it's your second or third time, I want to let you know that God has brought you here for this day. Today is an ordained moment for you, and God is ministering to your heart today. I want you to know that Jesus loves you very much. I came into this church 22 years ago, and I was a messed up guy, just like the rest of the world is messed up. Sometimes we don't think we're messed up, but really and truly we are messed up, okay? And God wants to bring deliverance into your life. I can tell you I'm a free man today because God ministered to me and brought the gospel and the hope of Jesus Christ in my life. And I'm alive and well today. My mother just passed away. My sister passed away less than a year ago, and back in September of last year. My wife had a horrible seizure. My son was hit by a drunk driver. My son was beat up. I was diagnosed with pancreas and liver. Something was on my liver and pancreas. They thought it was cancer. It's gone. We prayed. God made it go away. We have faced a lot of things in our life in the last year. But I want to tell you that Jesus Christ, I'm going to tell you, see the smile? God has put a smile on this face. There's just a joy that keeps rising up when we go down and weep. Sister, I know how you feel losing your family member. And I know the pain in that. I'm battling with it all last week. People said, how you doing? I said, well, I've had a sober week, you know. But it's just like God just keeps giving you strength. And He keeps reminding you who He is. And He keeps reminding us where we are in Him. Amen. So I want to tell you this morning, Jesus loves you. He's died for your sins. He is risen. And He is in the right hand of the Father this morning. And He's praying for you. And He's calling you to come to Him and surrender your life to Him for the salvation of your life. I can tell you, nobody knows what tomorrow brings. You don't know if you're going to live another day. You don't know how this world is going to make out for tomorrow or the next week. But I can tell you what, we win in Jesus Christ. Amen? We win. John chapter 16 says this. Verse 7, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It's expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send Him unto you. And when He is come, He, the Holy Spirit, He will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, listen guys, He will guide you. Are you a child of God this morning? Amen. if you're a child of God this morning, the Spirit of God has come to live and to indwell your life and to empower your life. Listen, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak. And He will show you things to come. Aren't you glad that the Spirit of God has been showing us things to come? Aren't you glad for the Word of God this morning? Everything that we need for life and godliness is right here. The Spirit of God has come to dwell in your life, to empower your life, and to bring this Word alive in your life. This is a living Word, and God has given it to us. In John 14, verse 26, it says this, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in My name, He shall teach you all things, and He shall bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." Can you hear me this morning? The Spirit of God comes into your life to lead you, to guide you, to direct you into all truth. Aren't you glad for that? He's called the Comforter. Another word is helper, a friend. He's come to indwell our lives, to lead us in the path of righteousness. Amen? So that we don't astray and go our own way. The Spirit of God is leading us everywhere that we go. And we have to believe and understand that, guys, and know that your place in Jesus Christ, that the Lord will bring to your remembrance everything that He said in this great book. Amen? How many of you know this morning that God speaks through His Word? God speaks to you in your quiet times, in the soft, still voice. Some people say, God just ministers to me when we spend that time. God ministers when we're, you know, laying in the bed for I don't know how many months. And just dwelling on God and seeking God and worshiping God and praying for God to touch your life, Robin. And God just begins to speak, and He begins to speak, and He begins to speak. And everybody in this room, every time you're in a place where you get solemn before God and you be still and you're waiting on God, God comes and speaks to us. God has spoken many things over many of you in this room. Maybe it's some sort of ministry God's called you to. Maybe it's something in your workplace, how He's using you in your home or your family. Maybe promises to prosper you in some sort of way or give you some kind of job opportunity. Or maybe He's promised you a child. Maybe He's promised you a spouse. And maybe you're still waiting on that. Guys, I want you to remember what God has said to you. Amen? We've got to stand on the Word of God, and we've got to stand on what God has spoken into our lives if we're going to make it in these last hours. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, if you'd turn there with me and read this other scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. It says, "But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love Him." Now, some people stop at that verse and they're like, praise God. When we go to heaven, God's just going to reveal everything to us. Amen. And I believe God is going to reveal a lot of things to us when we do finally get into His presence face to face. But verse 10 says this, "But God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit." Amen. That means He's already revealed these things to us, and He's continually revealing these things to us. "For the Spirit of God searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man except the Spirit of God. Now we have not received the spirit of the world, but we have received the Spirit which is of God." Amen? "That we might know the things that are freely given to us of God." God has put His Spirit within us, and He is leading us, He's directing us, and He's building our faith every single day. God has given us His Word, and He is revealing the deep things about Himself. How many of you know that intimacy this morning? If you don't, I would implore you this morning to get closer to Jesus. Get closer to Him. Learn of Him, for He's lowly and meek, and His burdens are light. I can tell you the burdens of this world are not light. They're not. They're very weighty. How many of you can say amen? Very weighty. But I'm going to tell you what, God is greater than that. And I want to encourage you this morning, I find myself sometimes giving glory to the devil. And here's how I do it. I tend to talk more about the bad things that's going on, or the things and trials that we face, or the things that are going on in the world, Sometimes we find ourselves, I've been guilty of it more than once, tend to talk about, well, the devil's doing this, and well, I'm facing this, or I'm facing that. And sometimes we find ourselves rarely talking about the wonderful things that God is doing. Right? Because God is doing great things in this hour. I believe if we can look past those trials, look past our sickness, look past the deaths that we are having in our families, or whatever it may be in your life, not to belittle that the troubles are real, guys. Look, I could stand up here and just bust out crying with you. I mean, we have had a rough year, and this past week has been extremely difficult on me. Extremely difficult. And if you've been there in the where I've been, you know the pain in that, but God's comfort just keeps coming in. I will speak of the glory of God. I will speak on His goodness, His comfort, the way He uses every one of you to send text messages and call us and tell us that you're praying for us. Many of you brought food to us. Look, God is just doing great things. God has been healing people in this room. Amen. He's still on His throne and He's still working. And I pray that every day that my eyes would look at the Lord and to see what He's doing rather than look at the circumstances. You remember when Jesus went to the cross? He said for the joy that was set before Him, He endured the cross. He wasn't looking at, oh man, I'm about to go through this and that. It's going to be horrible. He was looking past that. He was looking at your salvation. He was looking at pleasing the Father and doing what His Father called Him to do to come and give His life so that we could all live today. Amen. That was the joy that was set before Him. There is a joy set before us because I can tell you, your trials are going to pass away. They're gonna pass on. They're not gonna be with you forever. We talk about that all the time, about seasons in your life. Seasons where you face things. It seems like I'm ready to get out of this season that I've been in for the last 4 or 5 years. It's been a long, hard season. It's been a very difficult time, but I can tell you what, in the midst of it, I see where the Apostle Paul says, death comes, but life comes back out. Amen? It just makes us that much more stronger and that much more like Jesus Christ. I'm thankful for that this morning. Praise God. The Apostle Paul said in Galatians 2:20, and you can say this about yourself this morning if you're born again. Paul said, I've been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me or loved us and He gave Himself for us. Amen. So if you're born again here this morning, you've been crucified with Christ. The life that you now live, you live by the faith of the Son of God. It's not your faith. It's the faith that comes from God. And how does faith come? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the Word of God. The day that you were born again, God came and ministered life to you. He brought the gospel into your life and He revealed to us by the Holy Spirit what manner of people that we were. And faith was given to us. Amen? Faith came, and then God, in the free will that He gave you, He just waited for you to act upon that faith that He gave you. And when you cried out upon the name of the Lord for the salvation of your soul, boom, quickened in one moment, the Spirit of God came to indwell your life. And now the life that we live, we're saved by the grace of God through faith in Jesus Christ alone. We're not working for our salvation. But listen, the Spirit of God has come and now we live this life by faith. And faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Therefore, it's a very difficult life because we're walking a blind life. We're now trusting in the Lord to lead and guide and direct us rather than trusting ourselves. And I'm going to tell you what, guys, we're learning that every single day, right? Because I'm going to tell you what, we tend to walk by what we see instead of walking by that faith. And so we're learning how to live by faith every day so that the affairs of this life don't consume us. Our eyes and what we see and the way that we think and reason things out don't consume us. We must have faith. And the only other option is to live by what we see. And it is a most miserable life. Amen. It is a most miserable life. Guys, we're being freed this morning because God is speaking to us. And I believe when we leave out of this building, our faith is going to be a little bit stronger than it was when we came in. Amen. Because God's word builds our faith. We are the sheep of God. The Bible says that my sheep hear me and they follow me. Aren't you glad you can hear the word of God? Aren't you glad that God gives you understanding? He gives you ears to hear, and we hear him, and he gives us grace that we can follow him. Amen. I'm talking to believers this morning. I want you to know we have to remember what God has said to us. I want to encourage you with this. Listen, you are bought with a price. The Bible says your life is not your own. That's what God said. Listen, you've been accepted in the beloved. Know your identity this morning, believer. That's what God said. You're a chosen generation and a royal priesthood. Amen. This is good news. The scripture just bring life to us. The blood of Jesus has washed us clean. We've been adopted into this kingdom of God, into Christ Jesus. The Bible says that we become joint heirs with him. Amen. We've become seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus right now. Not when we get home, but right now we're seated in heavenly places. What does that mean? That means everything that God, all the riches and what God has for you in Christ Jesus has been given to you. Everything that's been given to him has been given to you. Whatever you need for this life, God has already prepared it for you. You're not going to starve to death. You're not going to go without. The Lord is your shepherd. You're not going to lack in any good thing, God, because you belong to Jesus. He has adopted you into this life. Amen. We've become joint heirs. And the Bible says that we can call him Papa or Father or Daddy. He's Abba. Amen. That's what that, if you go look that word up, it means Papa or Daddy. It would be like your children coming up and just running up and saying, Daddy, you know, this is what I need or this is what I want. And we just give it to them. This is the way God is in our life. He's not a distant God. He's got not a God that we can't touch. He's not like this big, you know, people have this misconception of God, or they make some graven image of what God looks like he's this big heavy set guy with a big beard. And, you know, he's, oh, I just can't wait to send all the sinners to hell. And he's got this big rod to just blast us into hell. That is not God. That is a misrepresentation of the God of this great book. Amen. God is a very loving God. He's just. He's righteous. He will judge your sin. He will send you to hell if you don't repent. I'll be the first one to tell you that. That's what this great book teaches us. But he's also a very loving God, very long-suffering, very gentle, and very patient. And look, he's not willing that anyone perish, but he wants all men to come to a place of repentance. And I'm thankful that the Word of God reveals that in this world today. Amen. This word, this gospel is still saving lives, guys. Still saving lives. Amen? And this word still brings life to us every day. I think we need to get in it a little bit more than we do. Amen? We need to remember what God has said to us. How many of you got a Bible in here this morning? I want you to hold your Bible up. Amen. Look around the room at everybody's Bibles. Billy Graham used to do this. Look at all the Bibles. Amen? I can tell you what, this is a great book to hold in your hand. I've been around this world multiple times. And I can tell you what, we just came back from Africa. Little kids from the ages of 5 on up to 14, 15, 16-year-old kids were squealing to get a Bible. Am I not right? I mean, we had the candy and the suckers. They were glad to get that and the orange soda pops. They squealed, like just so excited to receive a Bible. These things roll around on our floorboards in our car. They collect dust underneath the coffee table in our room, in our living room. Some of us rarely pick this thing up except on Sunday. Okay? And that's not what God wants from your life. How are we going to remember what God said? If he's going to teach us all things and give us remembrance of all things he taught us, but we're not in his word. That's the easy answer, right? It is true for me. And I can tell you what, the devil is out at his best to keep you out of this word. Because he knows that when you're in this word, faith is being built up. And that is not what he wants in your life. He wants you to walk around with your knuckles dragging. He doesn't want you shining bright in this world. And he doesn't want you preaching this word. So if I can distract you, that's what he does best. If I can just distract you and keep you out of this word, He's got an inch on us. So in Acts chapter 2, if y'all remember, on the day of Pentecost, when the apostle preached the message, 3,000 people came into the kingdom. The Bible says at that time, after they were born again on that day, they continued steadfast in the apostles' doctrine, breaking bread, fellowship, and prayers. That was the four main things that they continued steadfastly in. That means they were zeroed in steadfastly. First thing, the apostles' doctrine. We're talking about the Word of God. Now, they didn't have the Word of God like we have it today. Aren't you glad we're blessed to have the entirety of this book, all the New Testament that's been written since that day, okay? And it's beautiful. We have it all. We're blessed people to have this. This is what God has given to us, and I believe that we need to stay steadfast in the apostles' doctrine, not just on Sunday morning, but every day of our life. The Bible says this, meditate on the word day and night. I'm guilty. But there's times when I do. And it seems like the times that I do meditate on the word day and night, man, it just refreshes me. How many of you know that to be true? And how many of you know when we don't meditate on the word day and night and we're filled with all the affairs of this life, y'all with me? Hey, we can have freedom today, guys. Now, I'm not talking about getting your Bibles and start studying them. The Pharisees did that. They were theologians. You can go to all the Bible colleges and everything, and you search around. Look, I'm talking about an intimate walk with God, saturating yourself in this life, and the Holy Spirit revealing to you the ways of your life and what manner of people, and giving us encouragement and strength and building our faith every day. That's what I'm talking about. Okay? If you go into Bible school, praise God. Okay? But when you're in that school, we're looking for Jesus in here. Okay? We're looking for the Lord Jesus Christ. Meditate on the word day and night. Listen, man shall not live on bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. If you all in this room were to eat food on Sunday and never eat another meal until Wednesday, whoo, man, we would be mighty hungry. Hangry. Right? And then we skipped and we didn't eat again until the following Sunday. We're talking about two meals a week. Yikes. Sometimes we do that spiritually. We just come in here and we nestle in and wait for Pastor Lee to give us a good word. And then by Tuesday, I don't even remember what he preached on. That happens, okay? Sometimes I don't remember what I preached on. That's really bad. That's when you know something's wrong. Right? Just becomes a mechanical thing, right? Hey, can we be honest? It can happen. But I thank God for what he's doing in our life right now. And I would encourage you as my brothers and sisters, as well as I do my own self, we need to stay in the Word of God. Because, guys, we're facing some days that are laid before us that God's going to bring back to your remembrance everything that he taught you. And it's going to bring great encouragement to your life. Are you hearing me this morning? It's very important. Listen, the Word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Jesus is the light of the world, and this word is all about him. This word is a living word, and it's life to us, and it is light to our life. It guides us in this life. We know the Holy Spirit is working in us to lead us, but this word is very precious, and God guides us by this word. It's a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Listen, David wrote this in Psalm 119. Thy word I have hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. So he hid the word of God in his heart so he wouldn't miss the mark or come up short or sin against God. Amen? So by hiding this word in our heart literally gives me the ability to walk in the light. It gives me the ability to see what manner of man that I am. It gives me the ability to see the directions that God is bringing us in this life and the encouragement that he brings in our life. And that way we don't miss the mark and we don't come up short. We must hide this word in our heart. Listen to this. The Bible says that we're being sanctified by the word of God and the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. Now we know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. It is he alone that sets us free. But when you're born again and the Spirit of God dwells your life, this word becomes alive. This truth begins to set me free from everything in life, to bring me victory over my sin, over my struggles, over my depression, because God's got a precious promise for every single one of us. God says in His Word that He's given us exceeding and great and precious promises, that by these we can be partakers of the nature of God. Amen? So we don't miss the mark and we don't sin against God, because God reveals to us in this book, and we begin to see what manner of people that we are, and we begin to grow in the Lord. And look, that sin just begins to be taken out of our life every day. We become an overcomer. And some of the sin that you may have struggled with 10 years ago is completely gone out of your life. And it's because God has revealed in His Word what manner of people that we are. The Bible says, Paul said, this is a mirror to our life. It's like when we look into this Word, it reveals what manner of people that we are. The more that I read the Word of God, the uglier Jeff Lee becomes. I can see all of my sin. You know, Pastor Lee preached a great message last Sunday. Great convicting word in our life. Just about our life and the things that we struggle and battle with. And bitterness that climbs up in our hearts from time. Look, it was the Word of God that exposes us. Amen? It's a light. It's a lamp in, under our feet, and a light to show us the way of righteousness and holiness. Amen? And we know that only comes in Jesus Christ alone. You're not going to work yourself to holiness. You're not going to take this book and begin to do what it says to do and think that you're getting somewhere. God's not asking you to use this Bible as some sort of a tool to make yourself better. Are you with me this morning? We're talking about a living Word. And when the Spirit of God comes to live in us, all God's wanting to do is let you see who you are. That's all He's doing. And He's not letting you see who you are so that, Chris, you can say, well, you know, I need to go and make me a list this week. I need to work on this in my life. I need to work on that. I need to work on this. I need to stop doing that. I need to love this person a little bit more. I need to bake them a cake. I need to do this or do that. That's not what God's asking you to do. All He wants you to do is see you. And it is the Spirit of God through this beautiful Word that brings that sanctification, that separation, where God is separating us from that old life and all things are becoming new. Why? Because God's Word is exposing me. So when I see what manner of man that I am, when I pick up this great book and I saturate my life with it, it causes me to fall before God and to know that this great book teaches me that I'm not going to fix myself. I am saved by God's grace alone. It is not by my works. It is grace that teaches us. It is grace that comes and brings forgiveness and sanctification in my life. Amen? But I never would know that had I not got into this great book. God begins to teach us and shows us what manner of people that we are so that we can be free. We can come to God and we can confess our sin, and He's faithful and just to forgive us. We need to remember what God has said. Listen, the Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please God. Therefore, we're missing the mark and we're coming up short. The Bible says whatever is not of faith is sin. How many of you want to please God? Well, the only way that we're going to please God is we need to have faith. And how many of you want to walk around in life with no faith? Because whatever's not of faith is sin. I don't want to walk around with no faith. Because if I do, I'm walking in sin, just straight up. So how does faith come? Faith comes by hearing the Word of God. Amen? So I need to remember what God's Word says. We need to walk. Listen, the Bible says we're to walk by faith and not by sight. We need to remember, we need to walk by faith and not by sight. Right now in our country, we're battling some really tough things. I turned my TV off. I'm just being honest with you. I completely canceled a year or so back our Cox communication because I just get sick of watching it, you know? It seems like it just gets to the flesh and begins to yank your string, and you want to smash the TV screen or throw something at it, and you don't want to tear your TV up. So best turn that thing off if you're going to snap. Right? Y'all are laughing because y'all think like I do. You want to choke somebody through the screen. Listen, guys, this world is only going to get a little bit worse and a little bit worse. The love of many is going to wax worse and worse. Guys, we know that. Why do we know it and still get all riled up? Why do we do that? We know it, right? Everybody say, amen. And we'll go out that door, turn the news on, and bam. Ah, We just get so down, right? And so discouraged over that. God doesn't want us living like that. How many times does God have to tell us, hey, can you hear my voice? Be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Can you hear me? Hallelujah. Amen. We get out there and we forget. I say this morning, Spirit of God, please give us remembrance of all things that you taught us, so that when we're out in that world and we see the things that are rough in our life, that the Spirit of God would rise up within me and give me remembrance of what God said, that I could remember what God told me in his word. Because I'm going to tell you what, this word is solid. God said, you'll know I am the one true God because what I say will always come to pass. When God says it, you can take it to the bank. It's going to come to pass. If he said, I'll never leave you, forsake you. Hey, you can take it to the bank. He's not going to leave you, forsake you. Why? Because what God says is true. You'll know the truth. The truth is going to set you free. And we can stand on what God said and remember the things that God is speaking to us. Amen. Jesus said this. Listen, these things I've spoken unto you that you might have peace. In this world, you're going to have tribulation. I'm going to tell you what that word tribulation means. It means pressure, affliction, anguish, burdens, persecution, and trouble. So Jesus is basically saying, hey guys, he spoke this to the disciples. He's saying it to us again this morning. Hey guys, you're going to have tribulation. If you don't believe me, turn the TV on. If you don't believe me, go look at your life. Go look in the mirror. Listen, we're battling. Every one of us in this room has got pressure up against us right now. Affliction that's coming against you right now. Anguish that's coming against you. I cried myself to sleep 4 times last week. Burdens that just come against your life. Persecutions that are beginning to intensify in our lives. And troubles. We face troubles every day. Every day, some sort of trouble. So listen, remember, you're going to have these things, but be of good cheer. Be happy. How many of you are having trouble being happy? If you are, like me, having trouble at times being happy, you're not just going to say, well, I'm just going to be happy today. Right? We try to, that don't work about 5 minutes. It's hypocritical for me. I do it sometimes, just try to, I'm going to just stand strong. How many of you know it's okay to be down? I'm not sharing a message with you so that you feel bad about having a frowny face. I can tell you Job wasn't clicking his heels together. He wasn't shouting and jumping and hollering and saying, hallelujah, praise God, my house burnt down. Hallelujah, praise God, my kids got murdered. Nope, I don't think he was doing that. But I believe his heart was full of joy because he had an intimate walk with God. And there are times when we're down. I had a week last week. Somebody said, how are you doing? I said, well, I'm doing all right. I've had a solemn week. I was hurting. My mother passed away. It's okay, right? It's okay to be sad. You know, you've been laying in bed and you're in pain and you're crying. Hey, you see your wife going through that? Well, I'm just going to be strong. Well, heck, it hurts, right, to watch that. It's real. I'm not saying this morning that we have to walk around. But look, in the midst of that, God, the Holy Ghost is coming to us saying, hey, be of good cheer, Robin. I've overcome the world. And you know what? I believe those scriptures are rung in your head over and over. That's what kept your hands lifting. Caleb would talk to me and say, how, Robin, you're doing good. She had a good day. She was laying in the bed all day, but she had her hands lifted, praising God in the bed, in the sickness. Right? That's what Paul and Silas did when they were in that prison. They just lifted their hands in the midst of their troubled time, just stoned to death, chained up in there, just begin to lift their hands and praise God. You know why? Because you know what? They had anguish coming against them, trials, the pressure. They were beaten. They were stoned almost to death. They're bleeding. They're chained up in an ice cold, horrible prison. I can tell you they didn't have 3 hots in a cot in a pot or whatever they call it, like we do here. Did I say that right? They didn't have that, I promise. They're chained up probably against a brick wall, and it's probably not a very good, no air condition, okay? And they begin to lift their hands. You know why? The Spirit of God just rose up within them. How many of you want the Spirit of God to rise up in you every day? And no matter what we're facing, just joy unspeakable and full of glory, amen? God is the one that can do that in our life. And he is. And he does do that. And I'm thankful for that this morning. Listen, we must walk by sight and not by faith. Listen to this. When troubles come, when sickness comes, when financial troubles are there, when the persecution comes against your life, people come against your life, death in your family, weariness comes, depression comes, loneliness comes, anxiety comes. Hey, I'm hitting on a few things that we battle with, right? We act like we don't, but we battle it. Even as a Christian, these things come against us. Jesus said it would. But he said, be of good cheer. I've overcome the anguish. I've overcome the persecution. I've overcome the troubles. I've overcome the pressure. I am the answer for you. And if you can just remember that I am the one who has overcome everything. Greater is he that lives in you than all of the pressures of this world. Whatever this world can throw at us, listen, we win in the end. We will not be overtaken. The gates of hell will not prevail against the church. That is promises that God gave us in this wonderful book so that we can stand. Like my brother preached at 9 o'clock this morning. We get to stand. We get to stand girded in this great book. The shield of faith. You know, the sword of the spirit. That's the word of God. And when the fiery darts of the enemy are coming against your life, listen, it's going to be the faith that God has built in you that is going to counter. It is literally a guard for your body so that those darts don't destroy your life. It's the shield of faith. It is the word of God. It is the sword of the spirit that fights back. It's the word of God. And we were in Africa and Rachel was teaching that so beautifully to the kids. It was absolutely, I told her you needed to do that back here at home. She taught for 3 or 4 days on the armor of God and how God's word and how the armor of God, it spiritually works in our life. It was so beautiful. But we must have that. So when all of these things come, listen, I want you to remember what God said. I'm going to quote these scriptures. I was laying in the bed getting ready for this and the scriptures just kept coming to my mind. Listen, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. How many of you got some financial issues right now? I can tell you what, it ain't the first time you've run into a financial bind, and God has been there for you every single time. Can I get an amen? He's not left you. He's not forsaken you. Listen, he'll never leave you. God shall supply all of your needs according to his great purposes. Amen? That's either true or it's not, guys. I choose to believe it's true. And I can tell you what, in believing, God has shown himself faithful to us. God shall supply all of your needs. If God is for us, come on now. That's either true or it's not. I say it all the time because I love it. These are great scriptures. If God is for me, who can be against me? What could possibly come in and destroy your life if God is for you? I don't care if we go to the death. Paul didn't care if he was stoned to death. He went right back in there. God was with him. He wasn't afraid of nothing. And I can tell you, we're facing some troubled days that are coming. We might get some stones thrown at us. Okay? Hey, if God is with us, just remember what God's saying to us this morning. If God is with you, hey, I choose to believe that. It's either true or not. Amen? Listen, the weapons of our... Listen, no weapon formed against you shall ever prosper. Amen? He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. The Bible says, fear not, for I am with you. How many believe that this morning? We don't have to live in fear. God's not giving us a spirit of fear. But love and power and a sound mind. And perfect love casts out all the fear, right? Hallelujah. Thank God for the Spirit of God. The Bible says the gates of hell should not prevail against the church. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing. I don't care what you can see. Or what you can come up against, nothing's going to separate us from God's love. The Bible says that we're more than conquerors. The Bible says that we can do all things through Christ Jesus, who is our strength. Nothing is impossible with God. Nothing. Hallelujah. Right? Nothing is impossible with God. All things are possible with him. What's God showing you in your life? What are you trying to get to in life? If you call on God, there's nothing impossible for him. You can do all things through him. Amen. Listen, the Bible says that we can come boldly to his throne of grace in our time of need. Have you say this morning, I have need. Do you know that because of the blood of Jesus, not your works, not your church attendance, because of the precious blood that Jesus Christ shed on the cross for your sins, you and I can come with absolute confidence and boldness, like you would to slide up to something to eat and you're about to just eat a really good meal because you're hungry. You come sliding boldly up to that table to get something to eat. I know that sounds funny, but I'm making a point here so you'll never forget it. Jeff Lee talked about sliding up to a plate of food boldly. Do you know that you can come to Jesus' throne of grace with full confidence that, like you would get that meal into you to calm that hunger, you can come to Jesus with whatever you need, and He is right there to meet your needs in Christ Jesus. He's there to help you. God's not against you. He's for you. And His thoughts towards you are amazing. The things that He thinks about us every day, thoughts of peace, to do good to us so that we'll have an expected end. This is the promises that God gives us in His Word. Aren't you glad for the Word of God this morning? Aren't you glad that God is a faith builder in His Word? I'm thankful for that this morning. How many of you know that God cares about you? He says, cast all of your cares upon Him, for God cares for you. So we need to remember what God has said to us. Amen? Listen, my house flooded back in 2016. How many of your house flooded back in 16? Look at the hands around the room. Hey, that was some pretty serious anguish and pressure there. I would never want to go through that again, Miss Vicki. That was a rough time. Guys, you all helped us. We got through that. God sent His body, His arms, and His hands to come and help one another. And we survived that. Amen. Didn't lack nothing. We're still going on today. We're not in a financial bind. God's taking care of every one of us. Anybody in here that's been hung out to dry by God? Nobody. Nobody, because He knows how to take care of us. I faced that back in 2016. My son Aaron was almost murdered 3 years ago. Somebody tried to murder him, rob him over a cell phone, just trying to purchase something off of Letgo app. He's alive and well today. Amen? But that was some serious anguish. That was something I would never want to live again, getting that phone call. And my son would never want to live that again. That was horrible. Horrible times, but listen, God was with us. Aaron, God was with us. Amen? All the way, every day, all through that. Billy Smith, poor thing, I think I scared him half to death trying to get to my son. Sorry, Billy. He said, man, you need to slow down or we're not going to make it to him. I said, Billy, I love your brother, but I'm just not going to slow down. That was a day full of anguish and pressure. It was very troublesome, something I wouldn't want to go through again. My mom was diagnosed with cancer. For 2 years, I've watched her go down with this cancer. Anguish, troubles, very hard to watch that. And many of you are shaking your heads because, you know, you're acquainted with that same type of grief. It hurts to watch that. My sister passed away last September. My wife had a seizure. My son was beat up pretty badly for no reason outside of the LSU game. My son was hit by a drunk driver and survived it. And my mom just passed away. So I'm telling you these things because, hey, God has taught me in the midst of all this. People say, man, you're going through some rough times, man. God must have some great plans for you. Well, maybe so. I can tell you what great things has happened. God has built a great testimony of His faithfulness to my family. His faithfulness to me. On the nights when I was in the ICU, wondering if my wife was going to make it, He was faithful to me. Robin, when you're laying in the bed and you don't know what the next day is going to bring, God's faithful to you. Christy, when you were going through the hard times with Clay, God was faithful to you. And many of you in this room is Angie, and I could talk about everybody else in here that's going through rough times, Billy and Rose. Many of you have faced some very difficult times. And every single one of you, go and raise your hand. Hey, we are more than conquerors. Come on, let's give a good hand clap of praise. Hey, we're still standing. We're still standing. You know why? Because God has given us remembrance of everything that He taught us. He's with us. He's not going to leave us or forsake us. Amen. And I'm learning every day, guys, just like you. I'm learning how to live this life of faith. Because it is a very difficult thing to learn, right? And thank God for the Holy Ghost, or we would never get it. We would never get it. But the Spirit of God helps us to get it. That's the good part about this. We know that we're going to continue on. And God is constantly encouraging us. Hey, I'm going to get you home. Hey, I'm going to sanctify you. Hey, I'm going to give you the ability to hunger more for my word. Why? Because you asked for it. I want it. I want to pray more. I want to love more. I want to be in this word more. I want to learn how to see God in everything. Instead of seeing the cobweb or the cockroach in the corner, I want to see God in the midst of it. I don't want to be a murmurer or a complainer or a twisted, sour face at the things that I'm seeing, but I want to be a rejoicer in God. I want to be able to lift my hands in every situation like the Apostle Paul learned to do. He learned how to praise God in every situation. Because it's not natural for us to do that. Our natural abilities is to whine and murmur and complain and get depressed and down and full of anxiety. I am the king of anxiety. I was on it for 8 years, drugs for the anxiety. And I still wrestle with it from time to time today, even as a born-again believer. But you know what? The Bible says, hey, be anxious for nothing, Jeff Lee. But in all things, I want you to pray. I want you to come to me with thanksgiving. And I want you to bring your supplications to me. Every single issue that you have, I don't care what it is. You just come to my throne of grace very boldly because I've made the way for you. And when you do that, I am going to ease your mind and your thoughts. And all of that pressure that's coming against you, I'm going to bring peace to you, Caleb. I'm going to settle your spirit. How many of you know that to be true? And when we don't come to God because God told us what to do, and when we step out because faith has an action, right? Faith works. Faith without works is what? See, y'all knew that because you read the Bible. Amen? Faith without works is dead. It's in James. I think chapter 5. So faith without works is dead. There's got to be an action. So if God says knock, I'm waiting. Ask, and shall be given unto you. All right, I'm waiting. How come you haven't asked me yet? You don't have what you want because I asked you to ask. Yeah, but God, you already know what I need. I know I do. I'm God, right? But I want you to ask. Because I just want to see if you're going to act upon what I asked you to do. Right? Andrew, ask. Knock. I'm waiting. You're not knocking on my door. Well, God, I want something from you. I'm waiting for you to act upon what I told you in my word. Faith must have the work. You don't prove your faith. Your work doesn't prove your faith. Faith will have a work if it's real living faith. And when God speaks, real living faith comes. Therefore, by the Holy Ghost, I can act upon it. And if I don't, God just keeps telling me, knock and keep on knocking. Go study it in the Greek. It says knock and keep on knocking. Ask and keep on asking. Seek and keep on seeking. Because you know what? Faith ends in sight, right? Because if the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, once you see it and you've received it, then there's no more need for faith because it's there. You wouldn't have to have faith to see something. But if you can't see it, that's when faith has to be exercised. And therefore, faith comes by hearing God speak to us, guys. Very important to remember what God has spoken to us. Amen? If there's sin in your life, God has great and precious promise. You know what He says? You have an advocate with the Father. If you confess your sins, He's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. The Bible says this, in the last days, that's where we're living right now. Listen, all nations are going to come against Israel. I think we're the only nation at the moment that's still standing for Israel. Am I right with that? I don't watch enough news. but all nations are going to come against Israel. Keep your eyes open. There will be wars and rumors of wars. It's going on. It's been going on. People say, well, it's been going on for years. Yeah, that's exactly right. How close are we to the return of Jesus? The love of many will wax cold. Remember what I said. Don't forsake your assembling together, guys, as a manner of some. But I want you to encourage one another more and more as you see the day approaching. That's what God said. Let love be without hypocrisy. If all possible, live peaceably among all men. That's what the Word of God said. Weep with those that weep. Rejoice with them that rejoice. Be kind and affectionate one to another. Distribute to the necessity of the saints. That's what God said do in the hour in which we live. He says, I'm coming back in the twinkling of an eye. As in the days of Noah, so will be when the Son of Man comes. They eat, they drink, they marry, they're given of marriage, and boom, sudden destruction. When they cry peace and safety, boom, sudden destruction. Guys, that's coming soon. Remember what I said. Jesus always tells his friends what he's doing. Aren't you glad we can know the deep things of God? Why? Because God has put his spirit within us and he loves us. And he is going to show you everything that's coming so that you're ready in him to face whatever that we face. Amen. Aren't you glad for the promises of God this morning? This mortality, listen, in the twinkling of an eye, the Bible says that we're going to be changed. This mortal body shall take on immortality. This corruption shall take on incorruption. O death, where is your sting? And O grave, where is your victory? Guys, the Bible said, the Apostle Paul said, comfort one another with these words. We are about to go home soon. Remember that God said, hey, hang in there. I'm coming back for my bride. I'm coming to get you very soon. I'm going to prepare a place for you and I'm coming back for you. And where I'm going to be, so shall you also be. Guys, this is good news. Listen, remember what God said. I'm going to tell you what, if we can remember what God said, we're going to be walking, maybe not with a completely smiley face if something's going really bad, but I can tell you that inner joy that's unspeakable in our hearts and within our spirit is going to be absolutely on fire at all given times. And when people come up and they're seeing you, man, your mom just died, right? And you're doing all right. You're still praising God and you're still laughing and you're still excited about the Lord. Can you tell me about this hope that's in you? Right? Isn't that what we want people to do? Well, I can tell you what, only the Spirit of God can produce that. If you don't believe me, just follow Jeff Lee around and see what he can produce. But I'm thankful for the Spirit of God that's sanctifying my life and your life every single day. Guys, this is good news, and I'm thankful for it. It's what he's doing in our life right now. Last thing I want to talk, just for a couple of seconds. Maybe God has spoken something over your life, something personal. I got saved in 1999, October. Went on my first mission trip in March of 2000. When I was flying home, my life was changed on that trip. I'd never been out of the country. I'd never seen how people live in a third world country. It was very disturbing for me. But it gave me some insight that, you know what, there's people that live in those countries that love Jesus as much as I did. And they were blessed people, even in their poverty. They're blessed, happy people. And when I flew home, God just began to stir my heart up. In 2002, I told Pastor Lee, I said, you know what, I feel like God has called me to preach. He said, well, I don't know. I don't see it. He's close friends, so he was just messing with me. But he was serious at the time. And then God spoke to me in the middle of the night and said, I'm calling you to be a minister for me. I didn't know what that looked like, but it was that still voice. We're talking about 20 years ago. Or 18 years ago. Then in 2004, God spoke to me again and said, you're not always going to be in the landscape field. I'm going to take you out of that one day. And I stood on it. A year went by. Another year went by. 2006, God said, I'm going to take you out. And just like you went from job to job doing landscape work, I'm going to send you from place to place You're going to plow. You're going to plant. You're going to water. You're going to fertilize. Y'all getting the picture? Still a landscaper, but I'm a spiritual landscaper. Amen. And I'm proud of what God has done in my life. I thank God for it. But God gave me a promise back in 2006. 2007 went by, didn't happen. 2008 went by, wondering when God's going to take me to wherever he's taking me. 2008, 2009, 2010. Then I'm starting like, well, I don't know. Maybe God didn't speak to me. But that still voice, like God spoke to Abraham. Abraham stood on that word, even though he questioned it at times. But he stood on that promise that God gave to him. And God may have given you a promise however many years ago. And you're thinking today, well, I heard God speak, but maybe I didn't. Y'all with me? I know a bunch of you in here said, yeah, God has spoken something over me and I'm not seeing it come to pass. Can you hold on to what God said to you without wavering? Knowing that he that promised is able to perform it. Amen? He will. And it might not be exactly the way we try to take what God, like God showed me something. I'm like, all right, I'm going to draw a picture of what this is going to look like. Well, I can tell you what, it is not the picture that I drew back then. It's not. But God has kept his promise to me. And I'm still holding on to the finishing of what he's going to do in my life. Because he that promised will fulfill it and finish it. Amen? So I want to encourage you with that this morning. I want to encourage you that God has not left you. He knows exactly what he's doing in your life. I want you to stand to your feet. And I want you to think about what God's encouraged you with today. We're talking about the word of God. And how God's word builds our faith. Aren't you glad that God is a faith builder? And do you know that every day he's going to continue to build your faith and strengthen you? How many of you know that this morning? And how many of you are glad for the Spirit of God that dwells in your life? God is going to finish what he started in your life. You need to hold on to the promises that God has given us this precious word, guys. And can I exhort us? Because I'm just like you. I get tied up with things in life, get busy. The affairs of this life are going to try to squeeze in more and more as we see the day approaching. How many of you know that to be true? The devil's going to try to rob you from your assembling together. He's going to try to rob you of prayer. He's going to rob you of fellowship. And he's going to try to rob you from this word. Now, we know that God is greater than him. But he roams around like a roaring lion. I can promise you, seeking whom he can devour. And the Bible says that we need to be very alert to his tactics in this hour. Those that continue to the end in faith, that's the overcomer. Can you hear me this morning? The overcomer is the one that holds his faith to the end. In Jesus Christ. Jesus made a statement. He said, when I return, will I find faith on earth? Will he find faith in you? Will he find faith in me? Listen, if he's the author and finisher of my faith, then I'm going to trust him to get me home. I'm going to trust that God will find faith in me when he returns. Because I'm going to take that faith and I'm going to hold on to it. And I'm going to trust him all the way to the end. Amen. These altars are open. Let's pray for one another. If you're sick this morning and you need prayer for healing, we want to pray with you this morning. If you're in here with some burdens that just seem like they're overwhelming, I personally would like to pray over you. I can say I can somewhat identify with what you're going through. Maybe you're here this morning and you're not seeing maybe a promise that you know that God has spoken into your life and you're believing for God to finish what he started. We want to just pray together this morning. That's why God gives this time, these altars, we open them up. God has spoke to you. God has revealed something to you. If we just get before God, you can make an altar at your chair. Or you can come down here in the front if you need prayer for anything this morning. Let's take a couple of moments and let's pray for one another. Amen.